Libya has agreed to pay $170 million, that's $1 million each, for each of the 170 people who died in the bombing of a French airliner over Africa in 1989. The agreement to compensate families of the victims was signed today in Paris. It's just the latest step by Libya in an effort to shed its pariah status in the eyes of the U.S. and other nations. Libya hopes these moves will help the country reap diplomatic and economic benefits. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
Actually, the deal with France was the first step that Libya took to get back into the good graces of the West. 4 years ago, it pledged to pay $33 million for the victims of the Africa bombing. But last year, it agreed to pay $2.7 billion in the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103, which was lost over Lockerbie, Scotland, in 1988. After that, the French demanded more, says John Alterman, director of the Middle East program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
The French thought they'd been snookered by the Libyans, and to keep the French on board in this process, it was important politically for the French to have a better deal out of the Libyans, a deal that was more like the deal that they struck with the United States.
It is believed Libyan agents destroyed the airliner after French forces shot down a Libyan bomber during a rebellion in Chad in the late 1980s. Seven Americans were among the victims. Today's accord comes less than a month after Libya's leader, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, agreed to dismantle his secret programs in nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons. Libyan, U.S., and British experts are expected to meet next week to begin discussions on how that dismantling will work in cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency. Secretary of State Colin Powell said this week that Libya has been cooperative so far.
The next step is to make sure we have a clear understanding of what Libya possesses, make sure it matches up with what we think they possess, and what they tell us they possess, and they are very forthcoming to this point, and then make sure that we have worked with them to verify their holdings and the destruction of those holdings in accordance with the terms of the agreement.
Only after that, Powell said, will the Bush administration begin to review its policies and consider what everyone knows is soon to come, the lifting of economic sanctions. United Nations sanctions against Libya were lifted last September, but U.S. sanctions imposed more than 20 years ago are still in place. Gaddafi's primary goal is to end those sanctions, says former Assistant Secretary of State Herman Cohen, who has discussed this with the Libyan leader. And, says Cohen, U.S. oil interests agree.
U.S. oil companies are just salivating, waiting to get back in there. There are several companies like Marathon and Amerada Hess who have had properties there which have been run by the Libyans themselves, and they want to get back in, expand production, go into areas that haven't been touched before. There's a lot of potential for oil and gas there.
ConocoPhillips and Occidental Petroleum also hold stakes there. Oil industry representatives have already begun discussions with Libya about returning. It is essentially up to President Bush to give the green light on when they can return, says John Alterman.
So many of our sanctions against Libya are executive sanctions. That is, they're imposed by the White House, and they can be lifted by the White House. So the White House is going to have a very good ability to modulate exactly what kinds of U.S. responses there are to what kinds of Libyan gestures.
Libya has imposed a kind of deadline. It has said the U.S. should lift sanctions by May, or it won't complete the payout of millions of dollars to each family in the Lockerbie tragedy. But Herman Cohen is convinced Libya's commitments are now irreversible and a plus for the Bush administration.
There is grounds for normalization. Libya is clearly sincere on all of this. And if you have another Arab country which has had weapons of mass destruction saying, okay, we're going to change our ways, well, the Bush administration could say, well, chalk that up to our Iraq policy. We've come into the Middle East. We've shown we're going to be tough on all of these violators of nonproliferation. This is a victory for us.
Libya may also have begun the process of normalizing relations with Israel. The Israeli press was full of stories this week about recent secret meetings between Israeli public figures and Libyan officials. Mike Schuster, NPR News.